just recently I spent time in Ithaca, New York, and I was at the Zen Meditation Center, and I've really wanted to incorporate meditation and mindfulness into my life. And it's just been one of those things that throughout medical school, I always use running as my meditation because I got to exercise and got to kind of get out any stress or anxiety I was having. And I don't really sit still all that well. So when I was at the Zen Meditation Center, every night they had these Dharma talks and 20-minute meditations. And so it was the first time that I kind of regularly had a meditation practice. And it was so beautiful because in the past I've been really, really resistant to sitting still and kind of being present with my thoughts. There were two different sessions I worked there for. So there was a 10-day session and then a 12-day session. In the 10-day session, there were some nights when I was kind of resistant to it. I wasn't feeling like sitting still or I kind of wanted to do other things. But the second session, I committed to the 12 nights and going to all the Dharma talks. And it was just a very short sitting, and I was just kind of my first introduction to a constant practice. But it was the first time that I actually felt like I was looking forward to going to meditation. And I realized that during my time at the Zen Center, with this meditation practice, with many other aspects of healing and kind of what I call integrative medicine, we got to connect with the earth. I got to get up in the morning and was on the harvest crew. So part of a meditation that I would say also was just kind of cutting the lettuce and just being with the plants and things that we were using for lunch and breakfast and dinner that day, and using my hands to kind of work in the garden and harvesting the apples and making the juice and just kind of being present with everything, using gratitude and just kind of just being there in the moment. In medicine, I think what's really important and what I've noticed just in the past few weeks in seeing doctors is that they are not present when they're with you, many of the doctors that I've seen as a patient. So they haven't been present. And I mean, I wait for an hour and I spend 5 minutes, without exaggeration, 5 minutes with the doctor. And I don't feel heard. I don't feel like my story's complete. And I don't feel like they even care about my story. And there's no physical exam even done. So if they only have half my story and no physical exam, I don't understand how they're getting what's going on. I think just being in that exam room and just being aware of the energy that the patient's giving and the energy in the room and just listening to their story and giving them a few minutes to breathe and tell me what they need to tell me. And I think that's really important in medicine. If you let a patient tell their story, many times they know what's going on. And so I think that, doctors don't give you the time to say what you're feeling, so you get part of a sentence out and they cut you off. And I think that's really important for patients to feel heard, and that's really important in their healing. And so I think that this practice of meditation and this practice of just being present with the herbs and in the garden and harvesting in the apple trees and making the juice, just being present during every moment really will help me as a physician to be present in the exam room and through everything, because it's all a ritual, everything. I mean, from harvesting in the garden, that's a ritual. From washing our hands before we see patients, it's a ritual. From, all these things are rituals, and I think just to kind of take a moment and be there with the ritual, that's really important. I think that's what I'll bring to medicine, and I think that the meditation, I was so happy and so, just being in the moment, not worrying about the future, not worrying about what was to come. And I think that's important in medicine, to just kind of be there trying to figure out what's going on, not what might happen or what we might find, or if you don't do this, what will come, but to just say every day is, take care of every day, take care of yourself, and these are the steps. Because we don't know what will happen for certain in any case, and we can't fix the past. So I think that just to kind of I don't know, be more present. I think that's what it taught me, and I think that's important in medicine. It's lost, I think.